Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better act somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the Dapper Dawn. Giving a microphone, dress like a million bucks, buying things in its cuffs. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, everybody out there listening to me.
Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Okay, today, you know, this week I just been on it. So today is no different. What I'm trying to do, I'm telling you, I've just reinvigorated myself. I'm more determined to share the principles of success. I'm more determined to help and guide and teach as many people as I can the things that I've learned. And I mean, man, I've been through it. I have really been through it. I kid you not. You know, I used to say, okay, God, you know, why is all this happening to me? But as I gotten older, I understand that was the ingredients. I needed the ingredients to be this cake. I needed all those ingredients stirred up. I need all of that different flavors, the stuff that I didn't think tastes so good. All that stuff had to come into the bowl in order for me to get to where I am today. As much as I did not like the taste of the ingredients, little did I know God was making this cake, not me. But what he did was, and you've heard the old saying, God could turn lemons into lemonade. Well, that's what he was doing. Now, at the time, it all had a little funky lemonade, lemony flavor to it with some other stuff in it, too. I didn't care for it, but little did I know that I needed everything that happened to happen to me in the exact order that it happened and the exact array of things that happened for me to have the knowledge I have today, the experience, the attitude. But so I could turn around and share that information. Okay, got that out the way? I've learned this. This is what I want to give to you today. I want you to understand something, that discipline determines your destiny, not your desire. Discipline determines your destiny, not your desire. You've heard me say this how many times on the show? Okay, here we go again, Steve. I got it. Faith without works is dead. But let me tell you something. To be a hard worker, you got to be disciplined. That's one of the hardest lessons I'm trying to get through to my sons, that an undisciplined man is headed to a life of just, I can't even tell you, man. You're going to throw yourself down a cliff if you're not a young man or a man that possesses discipline. Because they got something for undisciplined people. They got some street laws for undisciplined people. And they got some federal laws and state laws for undisciplined people. See, that's why them signs is outside on the freeway. We're going to let you go fast, but 70 is the limit. 70 fast enough, really. Really, if you're disciplined enough of a person to leave your house at the time you're supposed to leave your house, 70 miles per hour is absolutely enough. But if you're an undisciplined person, if you don't have the wherewithal to leave your house on time, to get ready to go where you want to go, see, the desire is where you want to go. The discipline is how you get there. You know, you understand, you can want to go to see your family in California all you want, but the flight leaves at 1:18. You leave your house at 12:30. They told you you must check in 1 hour before your flight. Now, if you ain't got the discipline to get to the airport to check in 1 hour before your flight, leaving your house 45 minutes before the flight departs, what you think gonna happen? Your desire to go see your family in L.A. is going to be thwarted because you lack the discipline to prepare yourself and get yourself ready to do the things that you have to do to make your desires come true. I'm telling you, discipline determines your destiny, not your desire. You can write down a list of stuff you want to do all day, but if you don't produce and show the discipline necessary to get there, what you think gonna happen? Huh? Okay, I want to be rich. Okay, I want to make $400,000 a year. Okay, I want to be the best player that there is. Okay, but you don't want practice. See, the cat that's disciplined enough to show up at practice, the shooting jumpers when everybody going home, that's the guy that's going to be the best. The guy that puts us, that's never late for practice. The guy that studied the playbook, that's the guy that's going to make it. That's the guy that's going to make it. Not the guy that's talking crack. I'm talking that smack. I'm going to make the Pro Bowl. I'm going to make the All-Star team. I'm going to be All-American. That's just what you're saying. Hey, you know, you can say a lot of stuff, but discipline determines your destiny, not your desire. So now let's talk about this discipline. What is that really, Steve? That's your work ethic. That's your hunger. That's your will. That's what you do. That's how hard you're willing to demonstrate. See, it's a live demonstration now. Discipline is how hard you're willing to demonstrate the attributes and the traits to be what you want to be. Did you hear me? It is your willingness to conduct yourself in a manner that is above and beyond what they say is necessary. Okay, let me see if I can come up with an example for that. See, I was watching the NFL combines on TV. Now, this is a good example right here. Now, you can want to be in the NFL all you want, but they got this thing called the NFL combines where they bring in some of the top players at every position to come in, and they're going to run a 40-yard dash. They're going to do a standing broad jump. They're going to do a standing vertical leap. They're going to do drills. Running drills, cutting drills. They can determine if a linebacker got stiff hips by making him backpedal, point him in one direction and throw the football in another direction. How does he turn his body? Now, you can tell everybody at your college you won't play pro football. You can tell everybody at your high school. You can tell them in Pee Wee you won't play pro football. But they got tests for you, though. It's called the combine. Now, you get out here and you have a bad combine day, ain't nobody trying to hear that. See, let me tell you how excuses don't work with people when they trying to win. In the NFL, the fact that you had a bad day at the combine and you don't run your best 40s and you keep telling them you could do better, they don't want to hear that. Because, see, what ain't nobody going to pay you for is to play on Sunday, and that's one of your bad days. Now, we paying you to play on Sundays. But because you keep having these bad days, because you ain't disciplined enough to put in the work to make sure that your maximum can be called upon at any time. Now, you at the combine with some slow times, that go on your record. You at the combine, you don't jump as high as you did when you was at the gym class. Well, hold up, man. This is show day. Now, in the NFL, Sunday is show day. What they can't run the risk of is paying you your money and your bad day happen to be on Sundays after we done cut your check. No. We looking for people who limit them bad days, who got the discipline to work hard, to make an effort for it. You understand what I'm saying to you folks? Please understand this. Discipline determines your destiny, not your desire. You can want it all you want, but if you ain't working, if you ain't grinding, if you ain't gritting your teeth, if you ain't hurting, if you ain't sweating real bad, if you always somewhere got to chill, you got to have a cold one, you got to smoke one, you got to do all them things. Can I tell you something? You ain't gonna make it. Discipline determines your destiny, not your desire.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
If you don't know, you need to tell somebody what you're about to do, because what? The Steve Harvey Morning Show is on, baby. Put your hands together.
Yeah.
Steve Harvey is on vacation, and we're holding it down, boy. Down.
What up, huh?
Down, boy. Hold it down, boy. And holding it down. It's Shirley Strawberry. Hold it down, Shirley. Hold it down.
Good morning, crazy.
Holding it down is Carla Pharrell. Hold it down, Carla.
I'm holding it down.
Oh, it hurt.
I know that's why I didn't do it.
Also holding it down is Junior. Junior, hold it down.
Junior, hold it down. I'm holding it down. I'm holding it down.
And fool number one, king of the pranks, holding it down.
Holding it down.
Hold it down.
He took it to a new level.
Hold it down.
Nephew Tommy, we are the Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby.
What's
hey, up, everybody?
Morning.
I like that, Jay.
Oh, that hurt.
It hurt, but I like it.
We do that once a week.
That's why I didn't do it.
We're holding it down.
It's too early for all of that, Jay.
You sound like radio wrestlers.
It does.
Holding it down.
I'm holding it down.
Oh, yeah.
You know, wrestlers talk from their throat.
Well,
tonight, it's going to be a wrecking shot.
It's going to be a smackdown.
Okay, they talk from their throat, you say, as opposed to from their diaphragm.
Yeah, we're talking from the throat.
So what's the difference? What's the difference?
For me, nothing.
Let's hear the... Yeah, Junior, you're out of this conversation, Junior.
His pitch the same.
It don't matter. Okay, let's hear it from the throat and then the diaphragm. I want to hear the diaphragm.
Okay. Go ahead, Jay. Give it a throat.
From the gut. Holding it down. Holding it down.
Holding it down.
Now from the throat. We're holding it down.
Holding it down. We are radio wrestlers.
And we're holding it down.
Hold it down. Hold it down. From the diaphragm. Hold it down. Hold it down.
That's the same. That
is ignorant right there.
He should be really a cartoon.
I don't know why he's not. He has the voice.
Let me tell you something. The crazy part about it, Jay Tommy, I'm finna be 40. That ain't gonna change.
Oh, that's right, Junior. It's almost your birthday.
It's almost your birthday, man.
Hold it down.
We gotta give you like they got SpongeBob. What's the most popular cartoon?
I don't know.
I think Titans. Junior. We just make a cartoon character and call it Junior. Watch that.
Junior is Dish Rag. He could be Dish Rag. Yeah.
Dish Rag.
Okay.
Got it.
Dish Rag Junior.
Dish Rag.
Let me hit Dish Rag Junior.
Hold it down. I'm over here holding it down.
But Junior, how did you sound when you were a little kid?
Same way. Hey, Chase.
Except that Bertie was, hey, how you doing? And then his voice changed.
Yeah, that's it.
That is so crazy.
I love love it.
All right. Well, listen, guys, we have something really, really, really big to talk about. We're going to tell you about, are you smarter than nephew Tommy?
Absolutely.
If so, if so, like we had to say that, right? If so, you could win Steve's $1 million grand prize,
what?
Okay?
What?
Yes,
wow.
$1 million grand prize, and we'll also tell you, what is America's biggest summer fear inside of something funny at 32 after the hour? We'll be right back. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. We've been talking about it for a long time, especially him. He's been talking about it for a long time. Steve Harvey is on vacation. The crew is here.
Holding it down.
You're doing what, Jay?
We're holding it down.
Yes, we are.
Don't ask me to do that no more. All right?
Okay, say it, Junior. Say it, Junior.
Hold it down. I'm holding it down.
And here's the other exciting thing. We're so happy to bring this to you. It is Monday. There's a lot going on. But starting tomorrow, guys, this is really, really big, Tommy. This is big. We're going to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy?
Impossible. Impossible.
Trying to stop laughing.
All right. All right, so here we go. Each weekday, guys, one lucky listener and nephew Tommy will each be given 60 seconds to correctly answer our trivia questions. If you are smarter than nephew Tommy, you'll win a $100 cash gift card plus you'll be given the chance to win some of Steve Harvey's grand prize of $1 million, okay? I said $1 million. If you can correct,
$1 million,
okay?
Can I win that?
No.
I can't win that?
No.
So listen, if you can correctly guess our four-digit code in its exact order, if nephew Tommy is smarter than you, you'll still win a $25 cash gift card. You can't play unless you register, so go to steveharveyfm.com.
I like it.
All right.
This is going to be big right here.
All right. All right. All right. Watch me, though.
Why are you talking like you a genius? All right. All right.
Are you smarter?
Ain't nobody out there smarter than me. I'm calling everybody.
I like how Shirley reads it and laughs. Yeah. And laughter is not even in the copy.
That's not even cool, Shirley.
Politicians. I promise you. I'm
going to
make y'all proud on this show. You hear me?
Uh-huh.
Y'all
finna
see it.
One more time. The game is called Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy?
That's not funny. That's not funny.
What's the game called, Sherry?
Are you smarter than Nephew Tommy?
She's so funny. We're gonna give up so much money.
We gonna see.
Yeah.
Watch my uncle come back and all his money gonna be intact. Ain't nobody finna do nothing.
He's gonna be broke.
Give it all away. What's it called again? What's that?
Are you smarter than nephew Tommy?
I don't like your attitude, sir. I don't like your attitude.
Okay. All right, listen. It's Monday, so coming up, Deacon Def Jam and Reverend At Noy are in the building for Reverend Motown with today's church complaints and announcements. They're coming up right after this. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. We're going to tell you how you can win a chance at Steve's grand prize of $1 million. $1 million. All right, listen. This is if you're smarter than nephew Tommy.
Y'all better quit laughing.
Plus, guys, in entertainment news, Tyler Perry, check this out, makes Tiffany Haddish's dreams come true. We'll tell you what he did. But right now, Deacon Def Jam and Reverend Ad Noid are here with today's church complaints and announcements.
Could you say the name of that contest again, please, one more time?
Are you smarter?
You're not going to.
That just tickles me down there, down in the inside.
I mean it, don't
I'm so sorry.
Don't do it now. Don't do it.
Are you smarter than nephew?
We going to be so broke.
I'm not going to do this with y'all. Anyway, it's time for church complaints. This is the jackpot joint of Jerusalem. Ching, ching. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
It will be me as well as Adnoid. Now, Adnoid has church announcements.
Church announcements.
And I have church complaints. Yeah. Does everybody understand?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, let me start this thing off. The hearing aid ministry is asking that the sound man put less bass in the sound. You blew everybody's speakers. Last week when Brother Forrest Dixon sung I Won't Complain. So we're going to have to bring less bass in there because they have blown their speakers. That's what I want y'all to know. They are complaining about
way
that.
Too much bass. Way too much bass in there. Way.
Over bass is trouble. We got it.
Bass. It's way too much bass in there.
Yes. Go ahead, Adnoy.
Okay, here we go. There are plenty of tickets left for the hit gospel play. I love it when you scream my name. But could you wait till I start? It's a gospel play.
Wait. Say that the title.
I love it when you scream my name.
It's a hit gospel play.
But could you wait till I start?
plenty
tickets left.
There's a lot of tickets left.
There are a lot of tickets left. They are not moving at all. I love it. There's a song for it. I love it when you scream my name. But could you wait till I start? Amen. Go right ahead.
I love it when you scream my name, but could you wait till I start?
Amen.
I love it when you scream my name, but could you wait till I start?
Amen.
All right, Adnoid. Listen, the Baby Daddy Ministry will be doing a child support fundraiser. We have two brothers that are 3 months behind and subject to jail time. So listen, they will be having a children's field day this coming Saturday.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
But every child that's going to be in the field day has to pay $50 to get in.
What? Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
We're trying to stay. This is about staying out of jail. That's what this is about.
This is serious.
Staying out of jail and raising money. I like it. I like it a lot. Yes. Jeff didn't come up with that 50. You ain't getting in unless you got $50.
Exactly. Go ahead, Adnoy.
All right, here we go. There'll be a meeting of the women who have no business trying to make a ponytail in room 4. you need to try to give it up.
The twig ministry, that little twig.
You know what I'm talking about?
No business making a ponytail.
You about to pull your eyes out gathering up that hair in the back of your head.
Pull it back.
You have no business being meeting room 7.
You stupid.
No business making a ponytail.
Trying to make a ponytail.
We got to talk to y'all.
Good God Almighty.
All right, go right ahead.
I'm down, Andrew.
Yes. Carl, I wish you. Oh, my God.
That rubber band is kind of trying to hold
that
it.
That rubber band is crying back there.
I can't keep it. I'm losing it.
Oh, man.
That scrunchie needs some help.
You can see the root of a hair.
But Shirley, that baby hair. That baby hair.
Girl.
Ain't nothing like baby
we
hair.
We got that unlocked. We have that unlocked.
Listen, whoever stole the 5 gallons of breast milk from Sister Keisha LaJuan Dixon, who lost her thermos, we need the breast milk back. She has triplets, and she needs the breast milk back.
Them babies so thirsty.
Yes, the breast milk thief, we would like for you to come back with the breast
them
milk.
Them babies
thank
is
you.
Thirsty.
Them 5 gallons?
That's a lot of breast milk.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot of,
oh, my God, I never heard a baby whine hoarse.
Come on, Adnoy.
Okay, here we go. The women who have no problem rocking a glitter baseball hat with any outfit will meet in me.
You're on the women today, aren't you?
No, I'm going to hit the men in a minute. Don't worry about it. A glitter baseball hat with any damn thing.
Yes.
With that ponytail.
That ponytail sticking out the back.
Lord have mercy.
Love it, Reverend.
All right, now listen. They are complaining in Houston, Texas.
What's going on, Deacon?
If you are an AKA, we are asking that you quit wearing pink and green the rest of the weekend. You are blinding the entire city. You are. It was people at church with pink and green robes on. It's too much.
It's not too much. Is it that many?
Deacon. I saw they everywhere.
God almighty.
The city lights.
That's a lot of pink and a lot of green.
Yes. I love it.
Some of that pink is salmon. Some of that salmon. That's a different pink right there. That's salmon.
Everybody ain't pink.
You know what I'm saying?
Some of it look orange.
Orange and green.
Fuchsia.
Oh, man.
Know your pink, man.
This what they had and this what I bought. Don't worry about it, okay?
This my
go ahead, Ed. No,
all right, the brothers over 50 who still dress like they in high school will meet in meeting room.
Hey, Dad.
Why is your pants leg rolled up?
Your baseball cap is on to the side.
Why you got your Kangol hat backwards, fool?
I'm lit. You fit.
You need to be lit on fire.
I love it.
Listen,
go ahead.
The Walker Praise Dance Ministry will be having their first dance this coming Sunday. All right, we are asking everybody on the front row to please move back doing the dance because you might get hit by the Walker. Okay? But the Walker Ministry. I'm just saying.
I'm talking about that's wrong. That's definitely wrong.
That goes in the category of funny, but wrong.
Shut it down, Ed Norton. Come on.
Okay, the last one. Oh, Shirley, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we got to go. Out of church complaints, here we go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm laughing. Shirley, what's the contest one more time?
All right, well, if you guys think you're laughing today, tomorrow, that means Tuesday, July 10th, we're going to do it really, really big, guys. All right. And we're going to give you a chance to win Steve Harvey's grand prize of $1 million. I have my finger in my mouth when I'm saying that, okay? Just, you know the movie.
Oh, what movie is that?
All right, we're going to play our, I'm going to say this with a straight face.
Come on, Shirley, please.
We're going to play a game. It's called Are You Smarter? Are you smarter than Nephew Tommy?
We going to be so
I don't
broke.
Know why that's funny.
Who thought of this?
I don't
Who
know.
Who thought of this?
We need to fire somebody. We going to be
oh,
so
that
broke.
Was me.
Call. Oh, my God.
Are you smarter than Nephew Tommy? Each weekday, one lucky listener and Nephew Tommy will each be given 60 seconds to correctly answer our trivia questions. If you are smarter than Nephew Tommy, you'll win a $100 gift cash gift card. Plus, you'll be given the chance to win the grand prize of $1 million.
Wow.
Okay?
Oh my God.
Yes.
Austin Powers.
Yes, Austin Powers. That's what I was trying to think of, Carla. Gosh. You can't play unless you register, so please go to steveharveyfm.com and register. Uh-oh. All right? Oh, are you smarter than Nephew Tommy coming tomorrow?
Hey, what's all the laughing for?
Because half the country done signed up already this morning. Yes.
You'll show us, right, Nephew? You'll show us.
I promise y'all okay. Ain't ready for the Nephew.
You're a genius.
All right, this is greatness. I love this story right here. Tyler Perry makes Tiffany Haddish's Tesla dream come true, okay?
Okay.
So Tiffany Haddish, we all know and love her. She's truly living her best life right now.
Yes, she is.
Ellen DeGeneres promised her a rented Tesla when she revealed that that was her dream car. Well, Tyler did one better. He took it a step farther. He gave her one of her own. What I mean by that is he gave her a Tesla, okay? Yes, he did. Tyler Snapchatted her, "I wanted to give this to you and say you deserve it, and I'm excited for you and all that's going on. Love you, Tiffany. It's all yours here in L.A. waiting for you." Okay.
Tyler then went outside.
He then went outside to show her the car sitting in the driveway. So Tiffany shared the post on the gram to thank Tyler. The caption read in part, "I cried so hard. I almost couldn't believe it. Thank you, Tyler." Thank you, Tyler.
I love it.
Wow, Isn't that a beautiful story? Isn't that a beautiful story?
TB, I like a Porsche 911.
I like a
Tyler
Jeep.
Got a good heart, man.
Yeah, I got him. Just give me a Jeep.
Yeah, he do, man.
Yeah, that's so wonderful.
From a lady who slept in a car, now she was given a car.
Ain't that crazy?
What?
Right.
Come on, boy.
Man.
Talk about it, Jay.
Won't he do it?
We love you.
He will.
It's really beautiful. All right, another news, Jay. Celebrity birthdays today. I don't know if you're ready for this one. OJ is 71 years old, okay?
Oh, shoot.
Please introduce Miss Ann.
Boy, yeah, you're killing him.
He going to cut the cake?
Be quiet.
I'm just saying.
Please introduce Miss Ann. It's time for news, Jay.
Here's the news with Miss Ann. Strip, y'all. Take a stab at that bird.
Okay,
It was the OJ story that did it.
Yeah.
He cut the signal.
He's somewhere cutting up.
It was his birthday.
He cut the line.
He cut the line. That's what happened.
He didn't like them jokes.
Did you hear Jay when he said she's going to take a stab at it? Did you hear that one?
Take a stab at it.
Oh, 71 though. 71 years old today.
Happy 71. Yeah.
You still in Vegas?
I think so.
As far as we know, yeah, he's still in Vegas.
You better not throw him a surprise party.
You better have cupcakes. You don't want him cutting the cake.
Little small ones. Already cut.
You can't have no lights off and let OJ walk in. I told that boy. Surprise! Stab everybody in there.
Okay, Junior.
I have to say, though, I really am excited about tomorrow, though. I'm really excited.
What's tomorrow?
Yeah, you want everybody to know how smart I really am, and I know, and I appreciate that shit.
That's why I'm gonna try and say it with a straight face from now on,
man.
You know, I think we're giving Tommy a hard time here.
Say it, dude.
I really should be wearing bow tie and glasses. I'm smart, y'all.
Oh man. Okay, you got your nerd look together too,
boy. Don't let Nerdy Tommy show up tomorrow.
It's on and popping.
I'm just telling you.
Show on up. We'll see.
Now, give me an example of a question.
No, just get it tomorrow.
We will.
We're going to do it.
We're going to do it. Don't even worry about it.
Okay.
We don't want to give you any heads up. Yeah. Uh-uh.
Smart people don't need no heads up.
Right. Thank you, Junior. Thank you.
Okay. We're going to see. I really think if I was to ever do Family Feud, I would get all 200 points before the other person came.
Oh, you mean in the fast money round?
The fast money round.
Really?
I would get all 200 points.
Man,
I'm going to the bathroom.
All the number one answers.
You think so?
Yeah. Boy, ain't that smart.
I'm just trying to tell you, Jim.
You about as bright as a box of rice.
I know.
Rice is bright.
All right, we're going to tell you more about Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve Harvey on vacation. The crew is in, and Hold it down! Yes, Jay, that's what we're doing, baby.
Hold it down!
Say it, Junior.
Holding it down! Got it by the neck!
All right, listen, this time tomorrow, guys, Tuesday, July 10th, we're going to do it real, real big, all right? We're giving away a chance to win. I'm gonna try to do this with a straight face. Steve Harvey's grand prize of $1 million.
$1 million.
That's how we do it when he's on vacation. Wow. Are you smarter? are you smarter than nephew?
Don't do this to me.
Than nephew Tommy.
Hey.
All right. Here's the deal, okay, guys. Here's the deal. One lucky listener and nephew Tommy will each be given 60 seconds to correctly answer our trivia questions. If you are smarter than Nephew Tommy, you'll win a $100 cash gift card. Plus, you'll be given the chance to win the grand prize of $1
million.
Yes, if you can correctly guess our four-digit code in its exact order. So, Carla, come on, guys. You want to practice with Nephew Tommy? Let's do this, all right?
Come on. Let's go.
You ready? You got
stay ready.
Albert Einstein,
nephew.
We're gonna lose so much money on this show.
I got one.
Okay, you got a question for me?
First,
go ahead.
Let's
see how smart you
are. First of all, just let y'all know, E equals MC squared. In case y'all know,
what does that mean?
We do know that.
What does that mean?
That's Edward equals Charlie. Edward.
He don't know.
Equals MC Hammer.
Oh, your uncle's money.
All right.
Times two.
Ooh, there they go. I know you don't know the answer to this question.
Okay, what is it, Jay?
An average barber cuts 10 to 15 heads a day. Doing the math, how much hair is on the floor?
You too deep. You way too deep. You know he don't know. That's wrong, Jay.
1.2 trash bag.
You don't even know.
1.2 trash bag.
Here's one, no Tommy.
Go ahead. Come on.
What's the president's name?
Donald Trump.
Oh. Okay. Oh, you knew that?
Okay. And if he's calling here, he sure ain't finna win. I know I'm smarter than him.
Trinity, y'all way too deep.
Okay. Okay.
Here's my question. Here's my question. Uh-huh. Are you fast?
Whoa.
Hell yeah.
Come on, Carly. You got one?
I got one. What planet is closest to the sun? Venus, Earth, or Mercury?
Venus, Earth, or Mercury? Venus, Earth, it's Venus. It's Venus.
All right, coming up, J. Anthony Brown is going to murder another hit.
I know that.
We'll be back at 34 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve Harvey is out today. He's on vacation. The
crew is here. We're holding it down.
Gonna turn it over to you now, Junior, so you can introduce Jay. I mean, introduce, not introduce.
Ladies and gentlemen, here to murder another hit is the one and only, the hit murderer himself, Jay Anthony Brown, holding it down.
Holding it down.
But before we play the murder hit, it's going down at the J Spot Comedy Club, 5581 West Manchester Avenue, Los Angeles, California. I got Melrose, I got Mr. Springs, I got Corey Hernandez and Griff. Now this song right here.
Griff.
This song right here.
What's this song?
Dedicated to everybody who went to summer school.
Ooh. Man?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, my Been hands there. Up. But didn't you not know the lesson when you went back the next year?
You already knew it. hey, number 7C.
Dedicated to everybody who went to summer school on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Y'all check
summer
it out.
School, and this time it ain't easy. Ain't it something what you can do when you try? Your only wish,
my only wish is you not sing that song. Come on.
I mean, it's about people going to summer school.
I don't give a hell who it's about, okay, man? That's not how we murder hits, baby. You know we do it. You know how we do it.
What you got? What you got?
Check this out.
Oh, okay. I get with that. Let me think of something. Let me see what I'm going with. Let me see. Summer school. Let me see. I got something real quick here. Check this out.
Summer school is summertime. You mess up, no sense in crying.
Are you in school, dumbass, getting your learn on? While other kids are out having some fun. You failed at every class, including geometry. You was that class clown now taking history. A little bit out of control, you had your chance. And what about the rules you broke? Oh, come on, man. And no more hitting on chicks. And no more hanging with friends who say, hit this. Your focus and heart need to pass. Our mom and dad gonna get in that ass. No more watching TV, wasting time. The summer school ain't cool, cause it's whack to waste your summer time.
Summer school in summertime. Yeah.
Cause it's whack to waste your summer time.
You messed up, no sense in crying.
in summertime. This is whack to waste your summertime.
You messed up, no sense in crying.
This is whack to waste your summertime.
Summer school in summertime.
It's real sexy.
They're going right now. They're getting up right now. They in the car as we speak.
That's why I said some people go to go ahead.
Not most of them.
Now that ain't who he talking to. I see you tomorrow when people call to see if they smarter than Tommy.
You'll see that. You know.
You need to be in summer school right now.
Boy, please.
Getting ready
Watch
for tomorrow.
Work tomorrow, boy. Watch me.
Man, you is not that smart. Where your car key?
In my pocket.
Tommy, what's the vice president's name?
That man named Pence.
What's his first name?
What's his wife's name?
His wife's name?
Y'all way too deep.
First of all, I can't say
why. Laura Pence? What's her name?
Laura, you just random with it.
Yeah.
Tommy, what size shirt you wear?
17 and a half, 34, 35.
What number is this president?
What number is this president? 45.
Oh, good.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Y'all not finna get in here and get nothing. Y'all, y'all can take this $25 what y'all gonna get.
Do you know all your first cousins?
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
What's the Pillsbury Doughboy waist size?
It's not questions like that. You gonna have questions like that?
All of them. Every last one.
Yeah,
we're gonna have all kind of questions for you.
You don't know what they're
What's
gonna
the
be.
What's the square root of 100?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's square.
They have all kinds of stuff.
Are you smarter than nephew Tommy?
Tommy, did you eat today?
Coming tomorrow.
No, I did not.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Woo! If you think today is exciting, all right, wait until tomorrow, all right?
Wait until tomorrow.
Tomorrow, Tuesday, July 10th. Yes, we're going to do it so hugely, so bigly, if that's a word. We're going to give away a chance to win Steve's grand prize of $1 million. Okay. We're going to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew? Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy?
Okay.
I can't believe
That's
it.
That's me.
And Carla thought of this.
I'll tell you.
Carla thought of this.
I
All right.
I can't believe Carla would do this. This is stupid. We're going to have fun.
Yeah, oh,
I'm
going to
surprise y'all. I'm going to surprise y'all.
So if you want to register and get in on all the action and possibly win this $1 million by being smarter than Nephew Tommy, go to SteveHarveyFM.com to register.
Shut up, Junior.
Do it right now, okay? We want you to win, all right?
Oh, man.
Are you smarter?
Shirley, stop. Stop. You're doing way too much.
I can't believe we're doing this.
I don't mean
Jay,
to,
why
Tommy.
Why are we doing this, man?
Are you smarter than nephew Tommy?
Oh, Carla, Steve how Harvey. Long you stay up to think of this, Carla?
Come on, genius.
I promise you I'm a surprise.
Genius in the building tomorrow.
I'm a genius,
all right,
boy.
To register and get in on some of this action, again, go to SteveHarveyFM.com to register. Here we go. All right, it is time for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, on dating, on work, on sex, on parenting, and more, all you have to do is submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter.
Do that when you sign up to be smarter than me. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. It is the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew, with your smart self.
Tell somebody.
You're so intelligent. All right, here we go. Subject, I want a sex-lationship, okay? Is that a new term, sex-lationship?
Wow.
Is that in the Urban Dictionary, sex-lationship? All right, here we go.
Never heard this.
Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 31-year-old single mom fresh out of a 9-year relationship with my child's father. After we broke up, I focused on school, work, and my child. I chose not to entertain any men for a while, and I deleted all of my social media pages. I pretty much fell off the grid. Right after my ex and I broke up, we would get together occasionally just for sex, but he started wanting more from me, so I had to cut that off. Now, months later, I have a nagging desire to have sex, and that's all. I'm looking for a clean, honest man that's willing to commit to a sex-lationship with me. I have thought about this, and I am definitely not interested in dating or hanging out with anyone. I just want the sex. I want this man to be completely committed to me for the sole purpose of sex. Do you think a man in this generation would look at me crazy if I presented him with this proposal? Or should I just forget about it and buy a toy? What should I do? Please help. All right. Girl, you're going to get so many men to sign up for this. Yeah. more than are you smarter than nephew Tommy? All right. You're going to get so many men to sign up for this. I mean, really, are you kidding me? Forget all that fear of commitment stuff and all that. This is something a man can sink his teeth into, okay?
Yeah,
he can
too.
Definitely get behind this. Definitely, yeah. Definitely commit to this. Yes. I understand you just got out of a 9-year relationship, you know, with your child's dad, and you want to focused on school and work and your child and all that. But to a guy, this is like an offer he can't refuse here, okay? Giving a cat catnip and all that. So to answer your question, no, I do not think a man in this generation would look at you crazy. No, not at all. This is a dream come true for a man, all right? I think they will love it. I think they'll be very, very happy. The question is, and this is what you have to deal with, will you be happy? Can you be happy? I hear what you're saying in the letter. I get it. That you just want the sex. I get all of that. But I just don't think you're going to want this all the time. I think you're going to want more as a woman after a while. You're going to want an emotional connection with this man in addition to the physical, because that's just how women are built. That we're built differently than a man, okay? We're nurturers. We like all the attention. We like the cuddling afterwards and all of that. You know, we have to feel a certain way when we're with a man. So a sex relationship, they usually don't work for us after a while. Okay, after a while, like I said, I get that you're in a 9-year relationship, you just got out of that, and you just want to play around for a little while, but that's gonna get old. All right, guys.
So
Jay, what'd you say?
Go ahead.
What'd you say, Kier? What'd you say, Junior?
I said I'm so disappointed, sure.
Oh, you disappointed?
Really, I can't even look at
you. I'm a woman. I'm a woman.
I can't even look at you.
Come on, Jay. You can't even look at me.
I'm not even going to look at you.
Whatever, man. Let's have your answer.
I need to use the phrase, I'm so disgusted with you right now. I don't know what to do.
Because I tell the truth.
All that you said is true, but not all women. Not all women.
No, I didn't say all
women.
There
are a lot of women who want this. Now, there would be one thing that would make this better.
What's that, Jay?
It's called grub loving. That means you call it up and it comes to you. I don't have to go nowhere.
Right.
I call it.
Like delivery.
What?
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
Grub loving.
Man, how much you want for that?
I'm saving gas. I'm saving time.
When you want to start the app, let's get it.
I'm hitting it and it leaves. You know what I mean?
Big lazy.
I ain't got to talk to it. What? When it comes in, it's ready.
I love it.
Like
big, lazy, unromantic.
When you order your food, it's ready to enjoy. Yeah. I want loving like that.
No foreplay, none of that, huh?
No play.
All this talking for.
You get no damn play.
We ain't got to do all this talking.
We ain't got to hug. I don't want to hear about your damn day.
No.
I ain't got to tell you about my day, what I'm feeling.
Why you up under me?
I tell you, and where's this going? I tell you where it's going. When we finish, you going home. How about that?
Yeah. Man.
That's what I want.
Come on, Junior. What you got, young
No, Shirley, I'm disappointed in you, Shirley.
Uh-huh.
I cannot believe you said this woman asked, what should I do? Should I? Should I? Be with she just wants sex. She don't want nothing else.
Yeah, for now.
Man,
right now, she said.
I don't even know her, and I love her.
You
First
want
of
her,
all,
don't you?
I'm about to give my number out live on air. I don't even care. 832. Here it is. Just call me.
All right, listen, guys. We're going to have part two of your responses coming up at 23 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we are in the middle of this strawberry letter. Let's recap the subject.
The best letter ever.
The best. I love her.
Yeah, for the guys. The subject is, I want a sex-lationship. A 31-year-old single mom wrote this letter. She's fresh off a 9-year relationship with her,
her
child's
so
father. You love her. they broke up. She focused on school. She focused on work. And she focused on her child. She chose not to entertain any men for a while. And she went off all social media, okay? She shut all that down. So, but, you know, she and her ex would get back together from time to time just to have sex. But he wanted to have more from her, and she didn't have more to give, so she cut that off. Now, it seems, she has this nagging desire, kind of like a pull from within, just to have sex. And that's all she wants to do. She's looking for a clean, honest man that's willing to commit to a sex-lationship with her. And we've never heard the term sex-lationship. That is new. She made that up. So she just wants some guy that's definitely interested only in having sex. That's it. She wants him to be completely committed to her for the sole purpose of having sex. And she asked the question, do you think a man in this generation would look at her crazy, look at me crazy, if I presented him with this proposal? Or she wants to know, should she just forget about all that and just buy a toy? She wants to know what she should do. Nephew, you are up.
You are looking for me. I am the person for this job. You are looking for me. You have a nagging desire to have sex, and that's all. Me too. You are looking for me. We are looking for each other. I'm the man for the job. I don't want no talking, no hugging, no pillow talk. Don't make eye contact.
Don't look at me.
Don't look at me. No cuddling?
No, hell no.
As a matter of fact, listen, we will actually never say two words to one another, ever. We won't.
Hello?
No.
What?
When I come in, we start and bye. I'm through. I'm out. See you next Wednesday. That's how we do this. We treating this like the yard man. Mm-hmm. We treating this like the housekeeper. Don't they come once a week?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to come once a week.
We don't talk.
Roll much. Through there. Mm-hmm. Tighten you up. I'm sorry. Straighten you.
Just do it. Have sex.
Yes.
That,
just
that
do
right
it.
There. That right there.
And then just leave. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do it and just leave. I'm the man for the job.
Are you still here?
Yes, I am who you want.
Hello.
Good morning. And don't worry about no toys. I bring all that. I got all that. Toys R Us been closed. They out of business. I got all the toys. I'm going to bring everything. I'm bringing stuff you ain't never seen before. All right? I'm rolling up in there with a G.I. Joe. You ain't going to understand the stuff I'm coming through there with. We're going to be butt naked with a racetrack. You ain't going to understand this when I come through there.
I got a slinky.
I got toys. You understand? A slinky coming down the stairway. What?
What you going to do with that?
Okay.
Just let it come down the stairway.
You'll see.
Butt naked playing jacks.
Let
what?
Me ask you,
ain't
Tommy.
Seen the toys that I'm finna have for you. You understand me?
Let me ask you this, Tommy. Are you, at least when she comes in, are you going to say hello? At least.
Yes. Say again. Am I going what?
Are you going to say hello when she comes in?
No, what, ain't no
that's
hello. What is hello? Hello is a greeting.
That's
what,
too much
what are we talking for?
Yeah.
Matter of fact, Jay.
Yeah.
Jay, play her.
Okay. Yeah.
Jay. And I'm going to play the main.
Mm-hmm.
Jay always the woman.
Jay plays a great woman.
I'm a great woman.
All right, I'm at the door, Jay.
Come on in, partner. Let's get this out of the way.
That's a woman?
That's the woman.
He's saying this to the woman.
She's strong.
We ain't got to go way back there. Just stay right here in the doorway. Right here.
In the doorway?
Right here.
Right here.
All right.
All right. See you next week.
See you next week. Thank you so much.
Wait a minute. That was less than 30 seconds.
It was good for me. Was it good for you?
Well, we weren't going to take you through it, Shirley. But that was the bookends. That was the beginning and the ending right there.
Okay.
You understand?
That's all it takes.
Yeah.
Okay. So the lady who wrote this letter, I hope you're learning something about men. Okay, sure. This is what you want from a man?
Sure,
I don't
I'm
think
so.
So.
Disappointed in you,
I don't think whatever.
You gonna try to
Junior.
Quit talk her out of this? No, you're not.
Yes.
And baby, let me tell. You, let's tell her one more thing, though, Shirley. Yeah. She need to know one more thing.
What?
You said you didn't went. You didn't took all your stuff off social media, baby. Put it back up there. That's how you're going
to
get
to know who you are.
That's how you're going to get some activity.
I've been calling 10 digits just randomly trying to
find you. Right.
Hello? Did you write the strawberry letter? No, I'm sorry. Have a good morning. I'm sorry.
And if you go to Tommy's Tips 2003 at yahoo.com, send me your picture so we can see what we're working with.
I don't need no picture.
What's your email address?
I don't care how she
looks. Tommy, T-O-M-M-Y-S, T-I-P-S. And then the number 2003 at yahoo.com.
Can I just say something to you, Tommy? What? You're being picky.
What do you mean you don't care what she looks like?
Let me tell you something, Shirley. She can have one foot and one eye and a parrot.
I don't care if she can
see. You better not say nothing about my woman. I know that much.
It's going to be a problem.
It's going to be a problem.
I don't care what she looks like, Shirley. I'm not going to see her face no how.
Yeah.
All this activity from the back. Hey.
The lights is going to be off.
Man, who in here with the pirate? You don't say a damn thing about the pirate. Come on, baby, let's get up out of here.
She's a pirate?
Yeah.
She's Jack Sparrow.
All right, get out. Let's go, baby. We got to take this.
So I hope women, especially the lady who wrote this letter,
the woman who wrote this letter
at 31 years old, I hope you're hearing how
31.
Men really think. You don't want this. You
yes,
really
do.
Don't want
Shirley,
this.
Shirley, shut your mouth, Shirley.
Shirley, the lady know what she want. Now, why are you trying to change her mind?
No. She might want this for a minute or so, but no, you don't want this.
In the words of Judge Judy, Shirley,
you will not want this, okay? You don't want this.
Ma'am, call
in your
us.
Life.
You can't find
Shirley,
your caller.
Shirley. If she wanted for a minute, let us have this minute.
I'm definitely trying to talk her out of it. All right, guys, we got to get out of here. You can email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM. And this Thursday at 1:30 p.m., please join me for the Strawberry Letter Live After Show. Drake is number one. We'll talk about that when we come back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve Harvey is off. He is on a well-deserved, much-needed vacation. Can we say that?
Yeah.
The crew is all here.
What
we are all here holding it down, of course, Jay. And Tommy is here with weekend or vacation confessions. That's a little different, different twist to it, nephew.
Well, you know, we just got through with the 4th of July weekend, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you might did a little something over 4th of July weekend, you know, you want to call and confess about. So, you know, give us a shout, 877-29-STEVE. It is Weekend Confessions. I'm not here to help you. I just want to hear what you're going through. Do not call in here and give me your legitimate name. You better make up a name. So,
like,
so when you say what you got to say, you comfortable about it. You let it all out.
Roller coaster
out,
day.
Feel good about yourself. Call me right now. 877-29-STEVE.
Love it. All right, nephew. I love it. All right. Weekend or vacation confessions. I love that. Switching gears. Yeah, we got to talk about this. Fueled by record-breaking streaming numbers, Drake's Scorpion. Okay, Drake is back. Hot new album, Scorpion, opened atop the Billboard 200 with the best sales of the week of 2018 so far. And also, according to Billboard, Scorpion tracks generated 746 million on-demand streams in its first week stateside.
Doing it.
What up, Drake?
Yes,
holla
yes,
at me,
yes,
man.
Yes.
Holla at your boy.
1 billion worldwide, right?
God,
so now, Carla, there's also a dance worldwide. To go along with it. Yes.
Worldwide.
A billion streaming.
Worldwide.
Love Drake. Love Drake.
No, Tommy, worldwide.
Haters, get on that.
They're gonna do it. You know, he's doing his thing. All right, so Carla, tell us about the dance, though. That's what, you know, on social media. Yeah.
So there's like this viral dance craze that's going
on. I'm doing
it. Drake's new song, In My Feelings. Okay, you're doing it?
I'm doing it.
So the song has this like New Orleans sound. You hear it right here, the instrumental we're playing right now.
Oh, yeah.
So the beat is used, you know, by a lot of local New Orleans rappers. But so inspired by the lyrics in the song, In My Feelings, there's the lyrics where Drake is saying, Kiki, do you love me? Uh-huh. So now fans, they're showing off their dance moves, and they're doing it all on, like, Instagram, Facebook, social uh-huh. media. It's wow. everywhere.
It's like a challenge.
Yeah.
Can you do yeah, any moves on that you want, or you'd have to do this?
Well, it's a dance. It's a Kiki dance
okay,
challenge.
I'm doing it. Whatever it is, I'm doing
Jay, I tried.
You can't murder the dance,
I tried
Jay.
The dance.
Yeah, do the shiggy and all that.
Okay. I tried yeah. it in the bathroom this morning. Damn, it killed
I'm
myself.
Did you try to do it? I tried to do yeah. it yesterday, too. I'm going to do it with my daughter, Tosh. You know, you got to get the young folks to show you.
You got to pull yeah. up. Let me see what the dance look like.
Okay, so go to Steve Harvey FM on all social media, and we have folks on there doing the dance, the Kiki Do You Love Me dance, if you will, challenge from Drake's song, In My Feelings, from the number one album, Scorpion. Woo! Drake is back on
yes,
fire.
He is.
Wow.
Wow.
We love you, Drake.
A billion streaming.
Holla at your boy, Drake.
That's a lot right there.
There's
That's
a song in there called Haters Get On That.
A billion.
You heard it, billion with a B.
Man, that's
with,
they got a cut God. For that. Man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. yeah.
Once you get that B.
Man.
What is that
that's
B?
Right.
Yeah,
we looking
setting,
pretty good.
Yeah, 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 we're setting records. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So that's big. That's big. That's what's going on right now. Yeah.
But
so
you know, do you think you could sell? You couldn't sell that many records, but the internet has changed it where you can download way more than
streaming.
People are going to the store and actually buy.
Right.
A billion.
I download everything now.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
Well, that's the new way.
Dude. I mean, that's
yeah.
just
uh-huh. it's the new way. Yeah.
How many CDs yeah. you? What's the last new CD you bought?
Oh my God.
Ooh. Scorpion.
Scorpion. I remember when Best Buy closed. When Best Buy closed the CD department,
man,
I was
it's
hurt.
Gonna be huge hurt.
I was crushed.
But let me tell y'all what album I'm really loving too. In addition to Scorpion, because I think a lot of females are getting into Scorpion.
Yeah,
The Carters.
Oh,
Jay
okay.
and
yes.
Beyonce album. Yeah.
I have not heard.
I listened to that the whole break.
It's good.
4th of July. Just I love.
Have
it.
Have you seen the video?
What's your favorite?
That they shot
on that
in the museum.
Carly.
Yes.
Oh, that's fly.
Yes.
What's your favorite on it? What's your favorite?
Boss.
Uh-huh.
Track three.
Uh-huh.
Boss.
Okay.
I love
that.
I love
you know the track number is cold.
Yeah.
Oh, you know I'm a music fan now. Yeah.
You know the Drake songs
too. Well, I
we
like
just told
feelings.
You, In My Feelings.
In My Feelings.
I like that
Kiki,
one.
Do you love me?
Okay.
Yeah.
One of my favorite on there is After Dark.
Can I tell you the That's album cool. I'm liking?
What? Yeah. Which one, Jay?
Who? Yeah. The Drifters?
If he said,
wait, it's still called
you talking about the Manhattan?
Yeah, they still call it albums, okay.
Yeah.
Album.
CD, CD. CD.
What?
Don't say that.
No.
CD.
Okay.
What is it?
The Isley Brothers album with all of them on it. Which one?
I was getting ready to say, don't say the Temptations.
That's a cassette of 8-track now.
Real to real.
I'm liking Stokely's CD.
Oh, Stokely.
From Mint Condition. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know you knew him.
Yeah. I know him personally. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know that, Jay.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're
so evil.
From that other show. I know some people. I know some people.
Hey, Jay.
Yes.
I want to ask you about this rappers' real names thing we were talking about out there.
Oh, yeah. See, we have a lot of rappers, and we know their performing names or their stage names, but we don't really know their real names.
Their government names.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. For instance, you ready? You ready? All right. Christopher Wallace. Who is that?
Biggie.
Oh, that's Biggie. Biggie. That's
Biggie.
Easy. Yeah.
Why wouldn't that be?
Okay.
That's Biggie.
Calvin Broadus Jr.
Come on, Snoop.
Snoop.
Yes.
Come on. Keep it coming. What else?
Nathaniel Hale. Who's that?
Nathaniel Hale. Is that Nate Dogg?
Okay.
Who is that?
Don't be mad. Nate.
We know him. Stop me.
Hey, he got it.
You might get
I forgot about him. Yeah.
Marshall Mathers.
Oh, Eminem.
Yeah.
His name Marshall.
Yeah. His name Marshall.
Yeah.
Marshall.
He's not Rabbit.
No.
Come on, keep going.
Are you ready?
Be Rabbit.
Christopher Bridges.
That's Luda.
That's easy, Jay. Really?
Who else you got?
That's what old people do when they got too much time.
Tyrone Griffin.
I don't know. You made that up.
That's 2 Chainz. Who is Tyrone Griffin?
Okay, listen. Call Nephew with your weekend confessions. 877-29-STEVE. 877-29-STEVE. Weekend confessions right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Steve is on vacation. The crew is here holding it down, of course, for him. That's right, guys. But listen, don't forget the winning starts tomorrow at 7:20 a.m., okay? 6:20 Eastern time, or 6:20 Central time, I believe that is. Let me get my times right here. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. we're
doing it real, real big. We're giving you a chance to win Steve's grand prize of $1 million, okay? With... Are you smarter than nephew Tommy? Okay. So we need you to hurry up and register to play, because it starts tomorrow. The winning starts tomorrow. Go to steveharveyfm.com to register.
Please,
all right?
Register right now.
Yeah, please. We want you to win. That's right. All right. And Tommy is here. The nephew is here with Weekend and Vacation. We extended it, right, nephew? Weekend and Vacation Confessions.
Weekend and Confessions. You know, confess whatever it is you want to get off your chest that you did this weekend. You give us a call at 877-29 Steve. I'm not here to help you. I just want to hear what you're going through. Weekend confessions.
All right, let's go to the phones.
Yeah.
You ready?
Let's go.
Let's go to John. Line one.
John.
What's going on?
I'm good, brother. How you doing?
I'm okay.
Give it to me. Let's break it down. Confess to me.
Oh, man. 4th of July weekend. It was awesome. I slept with three women.
Yes, John. It should be John.
Yeah.
You need to be bronzed.
Walk me through the holiday weekend.
Oh, man, I was already off. So, a little friend of mine, she wanted me to come through after her boyfriend went to work.
Yeah. You went over there. Keep going.
Then I got another phone call, asked me what I was doing today. She invited me over. Then, later on that night, I got another phone call.
All three was in one day?
All three was in one day.
Man, yeah, you should be dipped in bronze.
You should
be bronzed.
So what is it about you, John? That all the women just love.
You answer that, you're going to get shot down, player. Yeah. You answer that, you will get shot down.
All I know, he kept going over there.
They're blowing up your phone, John.
You all that, John?
Yeah.
John,
talk to the ones who adore you.
Man.
Now, John, one of them got
to emulate you, want to be like you.
Yeah.
John, the first one got a boyfriend. What about the other two?
No, they sing it. We got that type of thing where they just call when they want.
And you go there and bring it. You grub loving.
Man, grub loving.
What's that new word we got today? Sex, what's it called?
Sex-lationship. Sex-lationship.
Yeah. From the strawberry letter.
From the strawberry letter. That's it right there. Go on, John. I ain't mad at you, boy.
Well, John, you sound tired to me.
Don't answer that. Don't answer none of them questions.
You sound real tired, John.
John said, I went over there. And I went over there.
What? Why are you worried about his energy, sure?
Yeah, what's all that about? Yeah, he made it through. He made it through the storm.
All right, real quick, John. Out of celebrities, who you favor? Who you look like?
He better say this.
Oh, man.
Idris.
I get told I favor Nelly a little bit.
Who?
Nelly?
Yeah.
Nelly.
Oh.
Okay.
Well,
all right, John.
You don't even sound like
mad at that.
Nell Carter?
Nelly.
All right,
we
more Weekend Confessions coming up. 877-29-STEVE.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time for more Weekend Confessions with the nephew, because what, nephew?
I'm not here to help you. I just want to hear what you're going through. 877-29-STEVE. It's Weekend Confessions. Or, you know, since we got through with just finished the 4th of July weekend, it could be, you know, vacation. Ooh. You know.
Uh-huh.
You know, confessions.
Okay. All right, well, let's go to line two and talk to Norman.
Norman, is that you?
I knew it.
Great movie.
Norman.
Psycho.
Norman.
Line two, Norman. Okay, let's move on. We have Curtis on line four. Let's go to line four.
Curtis.
What you say there? It's Curly.
Curly.
Oh, Curly.
Curly. See, all right, Curly.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. What's your
confession, man?
Oh, look, I did the old horizontal line dance with my gal mom, you dig?
The horizontal line
dance. You got with your girl's mama?
Yeah, at the 4th of July cookout.
Miss Doris?
Her mama child?
Okay.
Take us through it. You got to walk me through. Tell me how it happened.
Who are these people?
Well, it was like this. I went to the bathroom, and the mom's is bad, man. Like you ever seen that apple from the tree that looked real good, but the tree looked even better?
Yeah.
When I went to the bathroom, my mom's was in the room, and she came on to me, and it went down, man.
It went down.
Well, now, where was your girl at?
You're easy, Curtis.
Well, she was somewhere outside eating or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it happened in the bathroom, and where at?
Well, I guess it was the guest bedroom, bathroom, suite, or whatever it was. But,
yeah.
Look, man,
You had to do it, huh?
How
long
was
y'all in there, Curtis?
It's Curly.
I don't know,
Curly.
15, 20 minutes.
You just miss it.
Yeah, that's them good ones.
That's 15, great,
20,
man.
That's them good ones.
Unbelievable.
Oh, golly, man.
Yeah. So you guys are encouraging him. This
no,
is cool.
We didn't encourage him.
I didn't
it's already
that,
done.
That's what it sounds
the
like.
The deed was done, Chef.
It's done.
You know what?
The deed is done.
Watch
you know
this.
The deed is done.
Curly, will you do it again?
Patting him on his back.
Oh. If moms keep it to herself, I will, you know.
Yeah, okay. No.
But you
now,
know
you don't think this is going to get out,
dude. What she want. Mm-hmm. I ain't going to tell unless her mama tells, she won't find out.
Okay. Can I just say something to you, Curly?
You
know, you're going to have to buy a Mother's Day gift. You know that.
Ain't no way around it.
There's no way.
You're going to have to get out my
You didn't have to buy one before, but now you got to get one, man.
Stupid
Christmas gift.
Yeah.
Can't sit there and not let the mom get some white diamond or something, man. You
don't buy one and see what happens.
Don't buy one. Mm-hmm. See what?
Hey,
see the look on her face.
Hey, Miss Doris.
All right, Curly.
Go ahead,
you.
Curly. Keep
Thank
doing
you.
What you do.
No.
Bruh.
See, they encourage it, right? They encourage
Bruh.
This bad behavior.
Bruh.
Right. Man, say her Bruh. Mama fine.
Bruh.
Yeah.
All right, Bruh. Let's go to, we have 30 seconds to go to Bruh. Roscoe on line 5. Let's go to
You're
line
brilliant.
5.
Roscoe.
What's happening?
Real quick, man, tell me what you did.
Okay, so real quick, man, I lied to my wife and told her that I had mandatory overtime because I did not want to go to her family 4th of July
oh
cookout.
Oh, my God. Thank
because
you.
Because my father-in-law cannot cook. He put lemon
my
pepper
dude.
and lemon.
Hold on, Roscoe. Hold on. Don't go nowhere. I got to hear this.
Yeah.
We'll be right.
Lemon pepper.
Right. We're on the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Here we are back in the middle of weekend confessions, vacation confessions with the nephew. All right. And
got a good one on the phone.
We got Roscoe on the line.
Don't
Roscoe let us,
you know,
Roscoe let us know that he told his wife that he had mandatory overtime so that he wouldn't have to go to the cookout at her family's place because her daddy can't barbecue. We still got Roscoe on the line. Roscoe?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, run it all the way down to me, man. So you didn't go.
I didn't go because her daddy cannot cook. He been watching Food Network. He want to put lemon pepper and lemon zest and everything.
Lemon zest?
In the potatoes. Bruh, I'm telling you. Lemon zest. I seen lemon zest on the ribs one time. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
Uh-huh.
I got up. I put on a whole uniform like I was going to the job. When I got home that night, I rubbed my hands on the brake pads because I'm a mechanic, so I had to make sure my fingernails looked dirty.
You went in.
Yeah, I did.
I'm not eating.
I was live on the golf course. In a particular airline uniform. I can't say the airline because I give myself away.
Okay.
Playing golf in an airline uniform.
You know
there you go, boy. There you go, boy.
Let me ask you a confession.
I like it, Roscoe.
Roscoe, did she bring you a plate home?
Listen, I told her, baby, don't worry about it. I told her, don't worry about it. The boss is here. They gave us a 4th of July celebration at the job. I'm good. I done ate.
So, Roscoe. She doesn't know that you don't care for her father's cooking.
Oh, listen. I can't go there.
I can't go there.
If I let that cat out the bag,
uh-huh.
then she gonna keep
the other cat in the bag. So, no.
I ain't crazy.
Thank you, Roscoe.
That was a good confession, Roscoe.
You don't need that. You won't get this.
All right. All right, let's go to line six. We're doing weekend and vacation confessions with the nephew, line six. Marie is on the line, nephew.
Marie.
Yes, me, yes.
Hey, good morning, baby. What's your confession?
Good morning. How you doing?
Oh, we good.
Yes, my name is Marie, and I was at the, this was 4th of July, and my boyfriend, you know, he was playing me out all day, so I just figured to go to the pool, right? So I went to the wave pool, and I'm sitting there, you know, you can't reach behind your back with lotion. So this nice man came up, and he said, can I rub your back? And I was like, sure. And he did it with lotion. The boyfriend's sister seen me and went to the boyfriend and said I was getting my back rubbed with lotion. So I don't know whether to lie on the girlfriend who seen me and she'll never like me again, or told a boyfriend the truth that I did get my, yeah, your sister was there. She seen me, and yes, I got my back rubbed with lotion. I don't know what to do.
Yeah. Deny. Deny.
Yeah.
Now, deny you, you can't
and then
help
then the sister won't like me forever.
So, you ain't dating the sister?
Yeah, you can't help.
You want the sister or you want your man? Which one you want?
And the other thing is somebody going
to
know your voice. That's for damn sure.
Well, Tommy, you could help her here.
What can I do? I'm in a messed up situation. Someone is going to be on the news tonight.
It's gonna be like that.
Yeah, but your back is fine, don't I?
Yeah, my back is fine, and I miss that rub. I miss that rub. I do.
Oh, so you like the rub?
Yep. And you know what the twist is to everything?
What?
He was there with his girlfriend. The girlfriend and him got in a fight.
About him rubbing your back?
She was
He's
getting
stupid.
Nachos.
All right, listen, we got to get out of here. We'll be back to close out the show. Thank you, Marie, at 49 after the hour. Wow.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, listen. Today was great. I love today. I believe in living in the moment. But I can't wait for tomorrow, dog. Tomorrow, it is going to be on at 7:20 a.m. Eastern, 6:20 a.m. Central. We will be doing it real big, real, real big with... Okay, I'm going to try to say this without laughing. Are you smarter? Are you smarter? Are you smarter than nephew Tommy?
I had them two names and had them two in the same sentence.
Okay. Okay. All right.
She
here's how it works. I know. This is a loyal listener, one of our beautiful listeners, and nephew Tommy will each be given 60 seconds to correctly answer our trivia questions. If you are smarter than nephew...
I don't know why that stumps you every time you get right there.
If you are smarter than nephew Tommy, you will win a $100 cash gift card. Plus, you'll be given the chance to win the grand prize of $1 million.
$1 million.
$1 million, baby.
Yeah, remember this. You cannot win unless you play. As simple as that. You cannot play unless you register, too, at SteveHarveyFM.com. That's go register right now at SteveHarveyFM.com.
Oh,
and
God.
The winning starts tomorrow again at 7:20 a.m. Eastern, 6:20 Central. Are you smarter than nephew Tommy?
Yes, sir. I'm going to surprise y'all tomorrow. You watch.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Not... to me. Oh, why God. Did they do it? Carla, okay. This is on you.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Hi, nephew.
Who thought of this? Carla thought of this.
This is going to be a TV show,
oh, true.
Okay, let's see how smart you are. What's 25 times 25? Go. Mm.
He taking too long.
No.
One.
One.
Oh, please hurry up and go register so you can get some of Steve's money.
Give me another.
Get some of this million.
Are you married?
You want another problem? You want another math problem?
I don't want another math problem, but give me some more questions.
Okay, let me see.
Oh, my
God.
What
is 7 times 2?
14.
Times 5.
Hey, slow down. Now.
Times 3.
Hey. Now, you over there on your calculator, though.
The game saying that, are you smarter than Carla?
Okay. You told me. You were smart enough to do that, right, Carla?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It was 17. What is it?
It's 210, Tom.
God. What is it? It's
just, man, don't even worry about it.
It's 210.
Okay, give me another one. Not no math problem.
It's going to be a lot of that tomorrow.
Hey, it's going to be math problem. It's going to be everything.
Give me another one.
That should be the name of the game. All right.
Give me another one.
Give me another
one. Where your car keys?
Pass. Pass.
All right. I don't know that, but give me another one.
Which planet is third rock from the sun?
Oh, that's so easy.
Now,
third rock, they come on. When did that come on?
Back in the 90s?
Are you crazy? Are you crazy?
Okay.
What that got to do?
From the sun? You got Saturn.
Let's get ready to play Give Me Another One.
Saturn. Jeez, they don't count Pluto no more.
No, Pluto.
Jay, we going to be so out of money.
Your anus. Where's your anus at?
Uranus.
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 Oh, that's how you say it?
Yeah. Yes, crazy.
It's the game show. You don't have to know a damn
Uranus.
Thing. It's called Give Me Another One.
It's Uranus.
That's the planet that is third rock from the sun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
You want to try again?
Give me another one.
No.
Don't even worry about it.
These are good.
The moon?
No.
It ain't the moon?
The moon ain't a planet, fool.
So let me ask you a question. If there was a TV show called Third Rock from the Sun, which planet did we watch that TV show on?
We was on Earth when we watched it.
What do you think the answer might be?
Avatar.
Man, we ain't gonna have no more money.
We
finna give away so much money.
I hope Steve is enjoying his vacation.
Do you think it rained?
This is the last one he'll have.
Oh my gosh, this boy don't know nothing.
Shirley,
huh?
Do you think it rains on the sun? I mean, nobody can tell us because they don't know, right?
We might break the bank with this game.
I'm telling you, Steve better enjoy this vacation. This will be the last one he'll ever have.
Speaking of the sun, Tommy, how long do it take light to get from the sun to Earth?
Oh. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I forgot that one.
A speed of light.
Yeah.
So.
How fast
are we traveling?
Okay. If Y-E-S spells yes, what does E-Y-E-S spell?
Eyes.
E-yes.
E-yes.
That was E-yes, nephew. So tell them where to go again, Shirley, to register.
Please hurry up and get some of this money. It's $1 million on the line, okay?
I'm trying to tell you.
Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? That is the game. Go to SteveHarveyFM.com. SteveHarveyFM.com to register, okay? We want everyone to register.
Okay, let me ask y'all something. Uh-huh. How far is Avatar
from Earth?
We're
not playing. You don't ask us the question. We're not playing the game.
Are You Smarter Than the Nephew?
Oh, it ain't that far, Tommy. It's down in Florida at Disney.
Oh, this is going to be fun. All right, this is going to be fun. Steve's grand prize is $1 million.
Oh, my
okay?
God.
If you get those four digits right, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
In the correct order.
Uh huh.
Oh, okay.
Has to be in the correct order.
Thank
you.
Mm-hmm. So, you ready?
Thank you so much.
I'm ready. I'm going to go home, spruce up a little bit, do a lot of Googling, you know.
How many continents are there?
You talking about Continental Airlines?
Bye, we love
you. They ain't around
you.
No more.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.